Well, all the way back at the start of tonight, our starting pitching matchup, Yoshinobu Yamamoto against Ryan Burgard. Both righties pitched a scoreless opening frame. In the second, it was Xander Bogaerts.
Two, and Xander hits it in the air to left center field, pretty deep. Kim is going back. He's on the warning track. At the wall, it's going to go! Xander can enjoy this one. Padres take a 1-0 lead in the second inning as Bogaerts follows up the ninth inning double last night with his fourth home run of the season here tonight.
A big swing for Xander, his first home run since May 14th. Burgaerts was really good early, two scoreless innings. He ran into trouble in the third. Runners on first and third with two outs, but Burgaerts induced a ground out for Mookie Betts. To end the inning, he tossed a 1-2-3. Bottom of the fourth inning, Padres still led just 1-0. Going to the fifth inning, Xander Bogaerts hit a leadoff single. Jake Cronenworth singled through the right side. That got Bogaerts to third base. Jose Iglesias was next.
Yamamoto will deal, and Iglesias hits it in the air to deep left. Páez over towards the line, gets there to make the catch. Bogaerts tagging at third. On his way, the throw will be cut, and a sack fly for Iglesias to give the Padres a 2-0 lead.
So a 2-0 Padres lead, a productive out from Jose Iglesias. Padres had that 2-0 lead, heading to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Burgaerts got the first two outs, but he then walked Tommy Edman. Haesung Kim singled to get Edman to third base. At that point, Mike Schilt had a decision to make, either let Ryan Burgaerts face Shohei Ohtani for a third time or go to lefty Adrian Morahone. Warming up in the bullpen, Schilt went to Morahone, and it worked. Ohtani bounced out back to the mound. The inning was over. Padres led 2-0. Going to the seventh inning after Morahone pitched a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth inning. Yamamoto still in the game. Xander Bogaerts struck again, a leadoff double, his third hit of the night. It was Jake Cronenworth who dug in.
Cronenworth first pitch swinging out towards left center. Long run, Páez into the gap. He won't get there. Hits on the warning track, hops over the wall. A ground rule double as Bogaerts will come into score.
Big swing for Jake Cronenworth. The Padres led 3-0 as we stretched here in L.A. Jeremiah Estrada came in for the bottom of the seventh inning. He allowed a leadoff single, then issued a two-out walk. A wild pitch moved the runners up, but Estrada got through the inning without allowing a run. Top half of the eighth inning, an RBI opportunity for Gavin Sheets.
And that's lined up the middle into center field, a base hit. Gavin Sheets not only extends his hitting streak to 10 games, but it's an RBI single to play to rise and add on here in the eighth. It's 4-0.
So the Padres made it 4-0. They would then make it 5-0 on a bases loaded walk with Jose Iglesias at the plate. They led 5-0 going to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Jason Adams did a good job, got through the bottom half of the eighth inning with Padres still up 5-0. In the top of the ninth inning, well, that's where this went from a 5-0 game to just everything happening in a single inning. With one out, Fernando Tatis Jr. was hit by a pitch. Got hit by a pitch from the young Dodger righty, Jack Little. After that, number one, we've got to find out if Fernando's okay, and hopefully he is. But after that, I'll try to describe this the best I can. Mike Schilt came out of the dugout. He was yelling towards the Dodgers dugout while he went out to check on Fernando. Dave Roberts then came bolting out of his third base dugout. Roberts and Schilt met behind home plate. There was a little push, a little shove from Roberts to Schilt, and the bench is emptied, and we had a whole situation here. No punches thrown, nothing like that. A lot of coaches were in the mix there, and tensions were very high, but everything settled down after that. But certainly, Dave Roberts and Mike Schilt going after one another, and there was a little bump there between them. Mike Schilt got ejected. Dave Roberts got ejected. Padres did not score in that top half of the ninth inning. So Padres had the 5-0 lead going to the bottom half of the ninth. Sean Reynolds started the inning. He walked Teoscar Hernandez. He walked Max Muncy, then got a flyout from Andy Páez for out number one. Padres then went to Robert Suarez to replace Reynolds. Tommy Edman then hit an RBI single. Edman would move up to second on an error in center by Brandon Lockridge. That made it a 5-1 game. Haesung Kim grounded out to shortstop. That allowed a run to score, allowed Tommy Edman to go to third. That made it a 5-2 game. Then Shohei Ohtani was hit by a pitch from Suarez, and because warnings had already been issued, Suarez was ejected from the game, and it also brought the tying run to the plate. So then Yuki Matsui came in, replaced Robert Suarez. Matsui comes in, gets all the time he needs to warm up. He walks Miguel Rojas. So then, it's the bases loaded, the winning run now at the plate in what was a 5-3 game. Miguel Rojas walks to load the bases. It then is the bases loaded. Bear with me here. I was on the field. I'm catching up just like you here. The bases were loaded. A wild pitch, a really weird one, but it was officially ruled a wild pitch that actually got caught momentarily in the gear in the jersey of Martin Maldonado. A run came in. The other two runners moved up. That made it a 5-3 game. But the other two runners moved up to second and third base in the bottom half of the ninth inning. So the situation, runners on second and third representing the tying runs, Dalton rushing at the plate, Yuki Matsui on the mound, the spot where one swing could win it for LA, already three runs in the bottom half of the ninth inning. It was Matsui against rushing.
Matsui ready. Here's the pitch to rushing. Swung on and tipped into Maldonado's mitt. Strike three and the ball game is over.
And that was it here tonight. Yuki Matsui strikes out Dalton rushing. And after all of that, the Padres come away with a 5-3 win here in LA.